Blog Talk Radio.
In other words, they were bringing drugs. They were selling, they were allowing drug use, they were allowing drugs to come into the country, into our country freely in exchange for information about the Soviets during the 80s, which really ramped up the crack era. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about health. So whatever is being done in the context of good health, I'm with it. And that would not be drug abuse. But I also have to acknowledge something. And what I have to acknowledge is the fact that I don't live everyone's life. I don't think everyone's thoughts. And I don't feel everyone's emotions. So there are some situations that lead some people to drug use and don't lead others to drug use. So because I've grown up around drugs, witnessing what it has done in our communities, to our communities, to people in our communities, and to many of our loved ones, my perspective on it might be a little different. You might expect for my perspective on it to be like, no drugs, no drugs. Well, yeah, it is no drugs for myself personally. For other people, I have a little bit more understanding about why they may do it, why I may not do it, and why no matter whether I do it or they do it, it's going to get done. Which leads me to start talking about drug dealing. Because you're not going to have drug selling if you don't have drug, I'm sorry, you're not going to have drug using if you don't have drug selling. America is not like South America, where you have the type of climate and soil that is conducive to growing large crops of either opium or cocaine. Just not, our environment isn't set up that way up here in North America. However, down in South America, they can get it popping. I don't think that it's up to me to place judgment on other people about whether they use drugs or not. I just don't think that that's my place. I understand that the way our governmental system is set up is that it's supposed to thwart your efforts and desires to use drugs or sell drugs. But if you look deeper into it, in this capitalistic society, it kind of pushes us right towards drug use and drug selling. So you have to ask yourself, why is it that Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Smith, Klein, Beecham, and what's the other one? What's another one? It'll come to me. But why is it that they can develop and manufacture drugs that are approved by the government, but Skeet and them down the street will be locked up for a few years if they get caught selling a few grams of crack? Something that we should take a look at. And I choose tonight to look at it from an introspective look, in a different perspective than that of law and order or right and wrong. Because in our lives, we can talk about right and wrong all we want. Where is it getting us? I'm not saying that you should have abandoned your morality, but show me where your morality has changed anything in this society. Show me where your morality has stopped drug use, stopped drug selling, turned anything around and made an impact strong enough to duplicate. And that's not to say that you haven't done anything useful in your effort to not use drugs or to rally against drug use and drug abuse and drug selling. But what I'm saying is, whether we do the right thing or not, somebody out there going to do the other thing. We may be doing the right thing. Somebody else is doing the other thing. I'm not going to call it the wrong thing. It's just other. What you and I may be doing may be right. But there is an other. There is an other perspective and an other way. So we gonna look at that today. Yes, I say we gonna take a look at it right now. Well, we won't bow down. We gonna have to take a look at these drugs. Sometimes we use them being bugged, but either way, we gotta talk about it today. Tonight on the DG show, I wanna say what's up to all y'all. You know, Robbie Ming doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, it's always a good time when I see you. And Stacey White, good to see you tonight. Alright, and my brother from another mother, Nora Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. It's always a good time to see my bro. What's going on? Thanks for coming through, yo. Alright, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get them is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. it rains, and the GG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R, and it is the DG show, baby. And I'm so glad to be here with y'all. You think I ain't when I am? You think I'm lying and running scam? No. Tonight, we're talking about the right to use drugs and the right to sell drugs. Let's talk about the right to use drugs. I don't know if any of you have ever been on drugs before. You know, some of y'all may have smoked weed when y'all used to smoke weed. Some of y'all may smoke weed nowadays. Now, a lot of people don't consider weed to be a drug, but it is a substance. And from my perspective, from what I know, it can be a habit-forming substance. So you may not be an addict in that your body will crave it, but your mind certainly will. But that's the same as crack. Your body doesn't. Your body never craves cocaine or crack cocaine, but your mind wants it. And so your addiction or your habit that you will form with smoking the crack, sniffing the coke, or smoking the weed is what it is. And an addiction to anything is never a good thing. It's never a good thing. And I mean never. An addiction is never a good thing. Surely sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, girl? Good to see me. Me some you. But yeah, so if you've ever used drugs before, if you were ever a weed smoker or coke sniffer or whatever your drug of choice is, you'll probably see things from a totally different perspective than somebody that has had a clean body all of their lives. Although I used to abuse alcohol, I've never used drugs. So as far as drugs, you know, we're talking about controlled substances. I did used to smoke weed. Like I told y'all before, I smoked weed every day for a year. Every day for a year. I'm talking about a 7-day week. And then I stopped. And I think I stopped mostly because it stopped making me feel high. It made me feel more towards like I needed to smoke more and more and more. And I'm not really with all that. You know what I mean? The goal wasn't to raise my tolerance level, although at that age, 24 years old, I thought it was good to be good at anything. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you, some you. So, yeah, if you've ever been on drugs, if you've ever used drugs, you're probably going to have a totally different perspective than somebody who has never used drugs before. You're probably going to have a totally different perspective whether you think that it's a good thing or whether you think that it's a bad thing. You're probably going to have a totally different perspective than somebody who used drugs casually. So, do you think that it should be illegal to use drugs? Should you have to run in alleyways and make calls before you get on the block in order to cop a little coke? Cop a little rock, cop a little weed. I mean, in this country, we say that it's a free country. We can do whatever we want. But you know damn well we're not able to do whatever we want. And drugs is a glaring example of not being able to do whatever you want. Now, I'm not saying that it's a good thing to be on drugs, but it is a thing to be on drugs. And just like it may not be a good thing to eat cheeseburgers and fries that don't seem to decompose, making even add more mystery to what the mystery meat of McDonald's is. And what the hell are those fries? That when I put potatoes in a refrigerator and I leave them there too long, even in that cold, they go bad. But you mean to tell me you get some McDonald's fries and you leave them out for a week and nothing happens to them shits? So like, you know, so it may not be a good thing to eat a lot of these processed foods that we eat and enjoy. And many of our people are addicted to some of these processed foods or to many of these processed foods. So I guess nobody's going to argue that you're not going to see any gang violence over cheeseburgers and fries, right? Well, I saw Menace to Society. And in that movie, there was a lot of violence over cheeseburger. A burger? You shot that nigga over a burger? But anyway, but seriously, why should it be illegal for you to use drugs? Why should it be illegal? You know, forget about, you know, what the law says for a second. Think about what this means in terms of your freedom, justice, and equality. Why can't you use drugs if you want to use drugs? Why don't you reserve the right to ruin your life if that's what you want to do? I can understand making it illegal to use drugs and then operate a vehicle or operate machinery. That's totally understandable to me. You're inebriated. You shouldn't be able to do it. But you can't argue the toxicity of drugs being the reason that it's illegal, because alcohol and cigarettes kill. So, okay. Currently, or last time I checked, 500,000 people die from smoking cigarettes. Directly. 500,000 people, 500,000 people die per year in the United States from smoking cigarettes. 500,000. And another 100,000 die each year from alcohol abuse. Straight alcohol. So these drugs kill people. Now, if you look up how many people died from cocaine and heroin and any of the other drugs, you'll see that alcohol beats most of them combined. Yes, combined. And they can't even touch cigarettes. Yet you can go in your local corner store and buy cigarettes like it ain't nothing. As long as you're 16 years old, you can do it. And as long as you're 16 years old, you can smoke it. How about that? 500,000 people. If you take all of the people who died in a year from smoking, from tobacco or nicotine, you know, cigarettes and alcohol, then you'll have the amount of people that they say died from COVID-19. And that's a pandemic. So it seems to me that if that's a pandemic, if 600,000 people in the United States dying from a disease is a pandemic, then why isn't all cigarette smoking and alcohol use considered pandemic behavior? I'm reaching, right? Well, it's 600,000 people. And it happens year after year after year after year after year after year after year. Way before I was born, way before any of us were born. Year after 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 year Yeah. 600,000 people die every year from alcohol use and from cigarette smoking. Yet we don't call that pandemic behavior. 600,000 people in the United States, so they say, allegedly. See, these alcohol and tobacco numbers, I mean, yeah, these are accurate numbers. Yeah. These are accurate numbers. These coming straight off the hospital list year after year after year. They've done statistics on this shit. Those pandemic, oh, by the way, they don't get any funding. There's no funding. There's no financial incentive for them to blow up the numbers dealing with cigarettes and alcohol. And alcohol doesn't go up in price, but cigarettes, they raise the price of cigarettes. What? Cigarettes, can you get a pack of cigarettes for less than $10 now? Maybe you get those cheapo joints. Pack of cigarettes going to run you a lot of money, more than weed. So they just keep going up with cigarettes. The state makes all of the money, and that's supposed to deter you from smoking. How's it working out? I ain't heard a cigarette smoker yet complain that they can't afford no cigarettes. They will find a way to buy a pack of smokes. 20 of them a day. Some are 40 and some are actually 60. That's some bad shit. But yeah. So why don't you have the right? Why don't you reserve the right to sniff coke if you want to? To sniff heroin or bang it in your arm if you want to. Why don't you have the right to buy and smoke crack? Why not? Why not? That's your life. Now, y'all might think I'm reaching, and maybe I am. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. But I look at things in a different kind of way. You know, if I was terminally ill, if I was terminally ill, I would reserve the right to stop all treatments and let myself die. If I was terminally ill, I would reserve the right, if I was of sound mind, to refuse all treatment Motherfucker. Did I get him? I didn't want to smash him in the mic. I'm not sure if I... Oh, yeah, I did get his bitch ass. That's what you get for fucking with me. Bitch ass, nigga. Fucking mosquito. So, yeah. If I was terminally ill, I would reserve the right to be able to refuse all treatment and die as I wanted to. I reserve the right to do that. But you mean to tell me that while I'm alive, well, and relatively healthy, but definitely of sound mind and body, I can't abuse myself to the point where I can become terminally ill and then say I don't want any treatment? I don't know. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always a pleasure to have my peepers going right in your sight. And Keisha Bruton. What's going on, Ma? I want to thank you for coming on through. I really do. Ooh, let me see what y'all are talking about over there. By the way, if you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the daily go get up, miss. All right. So I'm just giving y'all a little bit of my perspective and what other perspectives that are similar to mine may sound like, look like. And it may sound crazy to you. You know, if we've bought into the whole, you know, just say no to drugs and drugs, all drugs are bad and all drug users are bad and all drug dealers are bad, then of course it makes sense that we would have a linear and limited, narrow view of perspective about drugs and drug use and drug selling. However, something that you've been exposed to more, you start to see it a little differently. Rightly so. Because you in these streets, not industry, baby. You ain't industry, you in these streets. Narzil says, I stopped because I used to smoke. I used to smoke myself straight back then. Wow. Okay. Ansel Jones says, E-hug. Okay, cool. Robbie Mink says, I smoked weed for years. Once I stopped smoking weed, I didn't have that craving for it no more. I can tell you. Ansel Jones says, what up, man? Carol says, due to increasing violence of today, mostly due to the use of drugs, I say yes, but it's barely an illegal thing. You talking about weed? She also says, when I think about it further, it shouldn't be illegal for you to use them in your home, but it never stays in your home. Some people do. Some people really do only get high at home. Some people do. I know people who don't, I even know people who smoke weed, but they don't be out in the world smoking no weed. Like, they ain't about that life. I do know some people who mitigate themselves and limit themselves. I know some. And you know what? And Carol, you know some too, or you have at least known some. I'm going to take you back down memory lane. Remember when certain people used to sell drugs on the side, you know, they had a regular 9-to-5 job that actually paid well and all of that kind of stuff. But they sold a little weed on the side, you know, whether it was a homegrown or whatever, but they sold a little weed on the side, you know, in that little manila, the little joint that the dime bag used to come in, the little joint. It was big in today's market, but to us back then, it was a little dime bag. You know, you'd be like, yo, it's a lot of seeds in here. A lot of seeds. But they ain't sell a lot. They ain't sell a lot of weed. I even knew people who sold coke. They ain't sell a lot of coke. They sold a little bit. They sold to their friends. They sold to people that they knew, and that's all they sold to. It was like supplementing their income. So not only did they only use at home, they only sold at home. Like, you know, I ain't trying to blow up out there. I sell a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit. Make ends meet. Ansel Jones says, food is a drug. They can't afford fresh foods to make them eat healthy. Yeah, well, they make healthy food, organic food, cost this much. And they make the bullshit processed garbage junk food cost this much. Fruits and vegetables, this much. Hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, processed shit, fried this shit. You ever go? You ever get something from Salad Works? See how much a fucking salad costs? You see how much a salad costs? Remember, a salad used to be the side or side item. You know, it was like an appetizer for people who couldn't afford appetizers. Would you like a super salad with your meal, sir or ma'am? Oh yeah, I had a salad. They give you plenty of that shit. Yeah, eat all that garbage. Nowadays, that meal might not even come with a salad. I remember when Rustler's Steakhouse, no, Ponderosa. Remember Ponderosa switched over to calling themselves Sizzler. Remember when it first became Sizzler? And they had this big salad bar. Big salad bar. Eat all the salads you want. They had different stuff in the salad bar that you was cool with. Fruits, vegetables, all kinds of sauces and stuff like that. But yeah, they was giving away salads. Like, yo, eat all that shit. Eat all of that. That won't happen nowadays. Now that'll cost you a bunch of money. Have any of you ever bought a salad from Salad Works? It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap, Robbie Ming says. Because cigarettes and liquor is a big money maker for the government. And so is drugs. And so are all the illegal drugs. Big money maker. But that's money on the low. So it's illegal for you to make the money on the low. But it's not illegal for them to bring the money, bring the drugs into the country, sell it to you on the low in the form of the CIA or some other op. How do you think they afford the DEA, the ATF, Customs, Border Control, Coast Guard? How do you think they afford all of that shit? Somebody paying for something. It ain't your tax money paying for that shit. Drugs pay for themselves. And I'm telling you that a nickel bag of weed wouldn't be able to cross them borders if the United States didn't want it to cross them borders. The government makes money off of drugs too. Big money. When they do those big drug busts, those big drug seizures. You ever ask yourself, well, what do they do with all the drugs? What do they do with all the money? Well, it just so happens that I asked that question because I was it wasn't called criminal justice. I was an administration of justice major in college. And I asked, when y'all have those big drug busts and those drug seizures, well, where does the money go? As if I didn't already have my suspicions of the answer. And he says all of the money that gets collected and all of the assets and all of the property goes towards fighting drugs. So I said, what about the drugs? What do y'all do with the drugs? Do y'all throw the drugs away? He chose not to answer. He blew me off. I said, okay. I know what I would do. Well, okay. He didn't totally blow me off. He said some shit about it all goes into this like drug locker and whatever and some bullshit. What did he say? I know what he didn't say. He didn't say that they dump that shit into the ocean or flush it down the toilet. He didn't say that shit. I know what I would do if I was a cop. We come across a big drug bust. I don't know. Semi-big, like, I don't know, 100 pounds, 100 keys of cocaine. Fresh white? 100 keys ain't getting turned in. we found 90 keys of cocaine. That's what we found. 90 keys. Look at all these drugs we found. 90 keys. Can you believe it? 10 keys is paying for my child's tuition, college tuition. The rest of the money will go back onto the streets where it belongs. And my yacht. See, a key of cocaine will run you somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000. But if you break it down, you know, add some cut, a whole key. You know how long it takes before a drug dealer to get to be able to get his weight up, to be able to buy weight? It's a process. It's almost like trying to advance in your career at a job. It ain't sweet like that. At first, you don't even get a chance to sell no drugs. You just a lookout. You tell us when the cops are coming, and then we'll see if you're ready to hold something later on. Get this right first, though. Okay. Okay. T. Carry Wright says, you're definitely not reaching. It's about long-term and short-term monetary gain. Okay. Carol says, he was drugged. That's why you got him. Interesting. He was sentenced to death due to biting. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Carol said. Oh, yeah, I do remember them. Yeah. Some people used to sell their little shit on the low. Queen Monica is in the house. And Dre Smooth? Yeah, Dre Smooth. Good looking. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on by. Hi. Yeah, look, Keisha said salads are extra now, $3.99. Hey, yeah, that shit used to come. Look, eat all the salads you want. We're going to get you with this steak. Now, they'd be like, a salad? Oh, you want to eat healthy, nigga? Oh, well, you might want to check out our vegan menu. Everything by the dollar, baby. But it's illegal for you to get high if you want to get high. I don't know. Let's get into it. Like I said, 319-527-6199, y'all. 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. The last 4 digits of your telephone number. The last 4 digits of the last 4 telephone number. Under last 4 digits, telephone number. Yo, the last 4 digits, the last 4 digits, the last 4 digits of telephone number. At the last 4 digits, the last, the last telephone number. Okay. TK Wright says, those salad work salads are $10 and $15. I'm sorry, $10 to $15 damn dollars. Yeah, you know what? I know you're right, but we going to confirm. We going to confirm you. How much does a salad cost at Salad Works, bitch?
Here are a few possible answers for that.
Farmhouse salad, $8.99. Turkey club salad, $8.59. Fire roasted Cabo Jack salad, $8.75. Get the fuck out of here. They cost more than that. And they giving you the ones that got meat in it. I've been in Salad Works. I walk right in, walk right out. 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 Walk right out. Look to the mint, walk right out. Yo, I can go to Ruth's Christmas less than this. Nah, baby, you can't eat healthy today. Daddy only got money for the, you going to Del Frisco's and shit, you know? You know what I mean? The Brazilian steakhouse and shit. Yo. I ain't paying this money for no motherfucking cucumbers. I know this shit alkaline is good for you and all that, but I ain't trying to die trying to live healthy. I'm going broke trying to live healthy. That shit is whack. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, and they're not that good to me. Salad works. See, Carrie Wright says it goes into a drug locker to be sorted and redistributed by them. Such blasphemous jargon there. I almost don't want to read that. That's very negatively suggestive of you there, TK, right? Are you suggesting that there are operatives in this government that have interest in illegal narcotics? No way. Yo, man. Niggas is tripping. Hold on. They got that little picture of Cardi B, you know, her hand on the hip. She said, my mama said, you better put those crates back under the bed. Yo, man, niggas gonna kill themselves. They gonna kill themselves out there, man, with that hood Olympic shit, man, with them crates. Mama said, you better put them. Yo, Emily Dunlap, in the house of said it, Emily. Mama said, you better put them crates man, the internet sucks. Yeah, man, the internet sucks, right? Yo, y'all gotta stop that shit on the internet. You gotta stop that shit on the internet. All right. Carol Chamberlain says, they always take the drugs. We only see the little they want you to see. Yeah. Robbie Mink says, my stepfather worked for the city and still sold weed. Well, good for him. God damn it. Every time I see a narcotics detective, I be like, I told him on the block today, six narcops. Six. I'm like, man, y'all need to go fight drugs in your own goddamn neighborhood. Stay the fuck around here. Stop harassing my dope boys around here. Go fight drugs in your own fucking neighborhood. We don't need that shit down here. Y'all causing a lot of problems. I don't see them giving out no narcotics detective turkeys around Thanksgiving. Where the narcotics detective turkeys and shit? I got to spend $200 at Cousin's Supermarket in order to get me a free turkey. But around here, all I got to do is buy some drugs and I can get a free turkey. Fuck the narcotics. So Carol Chamberlain says, methadone was given to heroin addicts to get them off. It only got them addicted to methadone. That's a sad state of affairs, that goddamn methadone. So the methadone holds you for 24 hours so you don't want to get high. But what winds up happening with a lot of heroin users is they will get the methadone and then they will go buy some heroin so they can get high. People want to get high, but why is it illegal for you to get high? Why? We're going to get to drug dealing in a minute, but why is it illegal for you to get high if you want to get high? Some of y'all motherfuckers is depressed beyond repair. And you need some cocaine. I mean, come on. Shit. You know, Ansel, Nars, have you ever witnessed your girlfriend crying? And you tried to, like, fuck her to make her feel better. And a lot of times it didn't work because they was really genuinely sad. So, I mean, you tried to put your hand on their titty and it really, you wind up looking like the bad guy. Well, I bet you it would have been a whole different story if you'd have pulled out a $20 bag of coke. Here, babe. Well, I know, Big Mama, man, you know, but Big Mama ain't been paying no more. Big Mama ain't in pain no more. She ain't in pain. You know, she went home. The Lord called her home, and that's where she is now. So we should rejoice. You know what? Got some cocaine.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Yeah.
Big Mama wouldn't want you crying over her. Her work was done in this world. No more tears, bitch. Yo, fuck Johnson & Johnson. Coke. No more tears. Okay. Perhaps Big Mama wouldn't have wanted you to do that. But Big Mama ain't here no more. And she always told you to follow your own path and make your own decisions. Rest in heaven, Big Mama. Rest in heaven, Big Mama. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Robbie Ming says, a member of my family said Pope John Paul was bringing coke in the USA because he knew they would let him go through. This was years ago, he said. So you talking about Pope John Paul II, third, fourth, fifth? He ain't have to go through customs? And Norris, please, no. Even though I'm sure this would be his expertise. You know, y'all got chill. I said, you know what? I try so hard. All right. No, I said, aren't you rolling that bill the wrong way? I'm sorry. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, Norris. It's been a long time. He said, that's a good impression. Calvin. Norris, he's a novice. Listen. The point is, you should be able to use drugs if you want to use drugs. I don't think that you should get to the point where you abuse drugs, but at the same time, who's to say? Shit. Y'all made me allergic to my own coke. My fake coke then started fucking with my allergies. Okay. Now, made my coke start messing with my allergies. Bolivian problems. Carol says, you do this so well, Omar. I hush. But anyway, yeah. If you listen, anything that you do on a regular basis could turn into something that you abuse. But it's not just drugs. It could be exercise, or it could be lack of exercise. We already know it can be overeating. It could be a whole lot of different things that may be detrimental to your health. But why, well, a lot of things that you do that are detrimental to your health aren't illegal, but using drugs is, unless it's distributed or administered by a doctor, a physician. So when you're on your deathbed, they give you all of the heroin you want. I'm sorry, opium. Oh, I'm sorry. No, morphine. You know, watching my dad pass, watching him, those 2 weeks when he came home on hospice, and he said, "Nah, he wasn't taking that fucking that morphine." He said no, and he said he would not. I know he didn't want to take the morphine because he knew that once you take the morphine, you ain't coming out of it, and everybody who came by to say farewell to him wouldn't have been able to do so because he would have been under. And he would have died earlier because it would have shut down everything. It just numbs the pain, dulls the symptoms. But yeah, you have the right to get high to die. You have the right to get high to die, but you don't have the right to get high to die long after their drug use. So as long as it kills you within a week or two, you good. But if it's going to linger on for decades and shit, nope. God damn it. You know what? My allergies weren't giving me any trouble until I sniffed that fake Coke. It's that $50 bill. You know how hard it is for a black man to get rid of a $50 bill? They done put some anthrax or some shit on the $50 bill. And it's fucking with my allergies. Yo, come over. Come here, allergy. Here comes my little allergy. Hey, allergy. He's only allergic to me. Ow, ow, ow. That hurt. I was just saying. You good? All right, you good. Monday, we good? We good. All right. Morphine is administered in doses to help you leave in their time. I've seen it. Yeah. That's why he didn't want to do it. He's like, nah, no morphine. Fuck that. I give it to my dad, man. He was strong to the end because I know he was in mad pain, but he played that shit off like, son, I feel good. I feel pretty good today. I'm doing all right. I was like, and yes, I miss my man. I miss my dad like crazy. But yeah, I saw how they was trying to, you know, dead my pop before he was ready to be deaded. And they definitely did it to my stepdad. My stepdad took it, though. He took the morphine like, all right, fuck it. That's why he was from hospice to flatlined in 4 days. I'm still mad about that shit. Okay. But the right to get high, the right to use drugs. What's the problem? You mitigate yourself or not. That's on you. Now, you can say that it affects communities. You may not tend to your family responsibilities and matters and things like that. Shit, you got a lot of people who are sober who don't do that shit. If you don't have any respect for yourself or your family or your family structure, it ain't gonna matter. You know what I mean? I just think that it's interesting how the media uses the propaganda to make you feel like you should never use drugs, try drugs, stay on drugs or whatever. And they also gain support of the community to make using drugs or selling drugs illegal. Now, I get the violence aspect of it, because in the quest to make a lot of money, people feel like they need to monopolize the market. And even though you can never monopolize the whole entire drug market, you can monopolize your area where you sell to the point where you can make all the money. So I get that part. I do. I get that part. The part that I don't get is that whether it's violence in that thing or violence in another area, there's always violence where there's poverty and lack of education. So it shouldn't be surprising that in areas that are more affluent, you find very less drug use. I shudder to say that you don't find any drug use, because rich people like to get high too, and they can afford it, and they can do it in the privacy of their own home. And no, not only the ones that are in the entertainment industry. There are plenty of affluent people who just like to use drugs. And if you was a drug dealer in the hood, you would know about that, because you'll see them cats come through and cop. It is what it is. Shoot. Any of y'all ever read the autobiography of Malcolm X? And you hear Malcolm talk about when he was in Harlem and when he was in Boston, and how them white folks would come down to Harlem and body drugs or you know, use their prostitutes and all of that shit. Come on, man. Come on. And contrary to popular belief, selling drugs and using drugs is not just a black thing. Not at all. You gotta stop that shit. And once again, I must make the disclaimer that I'm not encouraging the use of drugs. But I am advocating the use of the exercise of freedom. Now, you know, what's going on right now is there's so much pressure to get a drug inside of your arm, inside of your bloodstream with this vaccination thing. Well, since they want to give away lottery tickets and food and alcohol and T-shirts and pussy, in order for you to go get vaccinated, maybe they should give you a line of coke. Like, yo, all right, if you come down here and get the vaccine, yo, we'll slip you a $20 bag of coke. Good street value, the good shit. China White, you know, China White is heroin. Don't worry about it. Okay. Columbia White. What the fuck? Colombia. This is Colombian's finest, man. Colombian's finest. The right to use drugs, the right to sell drugs. Wow. No, it says I brought it up last week. Who has read the book called The ISIS Papers? Oh, yeah, I've heard of that book. I haven't read it. And welcome, caller with the non-English writing. I don't know what your name is. I don't know what to call you. But he says, "What's this? What is this video about?" This here video is about the right to use drugs and the right to sell drugs, even though we're not going to really get into the right to sell drugs tonight because we're running out of time. Oh, darn. Oh, dear. Oh, bird. We won't be able to sell, talk about Skeet and Pookie, Ray Ray and them selling that hot shit on the block, getting all the money. I remember when I sold to Maria and Luis came through and tried to bust my shit. I tried to sell my drugs to Maria and Luis came through and bust my shit. I tried to sell my drugs to David. Yo, and Mr. Hooper said, "What the fuck is up with you, son?" Tried to sell my shit to Big Bird. That shit didn't go over. That's my word. Tried to hit that shit with all with Snuffy. But I could only do it when the grown-ups wasn't around. Snuffer. Snuffer. I turned Snuffer into Sniffer-Nuffer. Sniffer-Luffer. Sniff. Sniffer-Luffer. Sniff. Sniffer-Luffer. Sniffer. Sniff. Sniffer-Luffer again. Maria shot out nowadays. I ain't string out, though. You know what I mean? Luis was mad at me. I said, "Man, you better blame that shit on Gordon." But Gordon was too high. Gordon was too high. He couldn't protect nobody. Olivia got tired of the whole scene. She got tired of the whole scene. She moved down to D.C. somewhere in apartment 227. But it's all good, baby. It's all good, baby. It's all good, baby. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We're going to get up out of here, y'all. We don't give a body inside. Yummy, 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 yummy. I'm saying. All right, let's do it then. We don't get high off our own supply, and you know fully why. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. His name means fun is infinite. That's dope. Glorious. August 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Nick Mel. Member, Mbemba, I know she African, Nick Mel, Mbemba, turning 37 years old today, happy birthday to you, Nick Mel, and also Tammy Rudd, turning 47 years old today, and Portia Carr, turning 43 years old today, and Nayika Lafleur, turning 25 years old today, do the damn thing, youngin', and La Barbara Williams. Turning 52 years old today, and Tiffany N. Jones, turning 44, bow, 44 years old today, and also Patricia Howard, turning 54 years old today, and Kim Mullins, happy birthday to you, and Will McCoy, my man, go get her, the Will McCoy, he only turning 40 years old today, me and my man Will McCoy, we used to play Word Feud together, and Word Feud is a word game, like Scrabble. And we both, yo, he was real good. He's a really good player. He's a great Scrabbleist. And he used to call himself the Comeback Kid. And he literally was. I would have this nigga beat, and he would come back like, a good cat. Turning 40 years old today, the big 4-0. Welcome to the 4040 Club. And also Natasha Neal turning 53 years old today. And my girl going all the way back, all the way back to the 1985. My girl Andrea Mayberry. Andrea Mayberry. That was my girl too. Last but not least, also from Franklin Learning Center, my girl Jamila Brown, Brown, go get her, Jamila Brown, Brown. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious August 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, and peep game, I'm going to put y'all down with this name, C-O-C-A-I-N-E. That's not something that I want y'all to ever smoke or sell or ever want to be. But you know that if you don't do it, don't mean that nobody else is going to do it. They're going to let it flow like fluid, and there's nothing that you can do to a person who wants to get high with you. Even if you deny, they still gonna get high, and that's whether you like it or try to deny that you are into that kind of thing. That's my word. Treat yourself just like a king or a queen, and make sure that you raise your level of consciousness and understanding, and just know that whether you get high or not, whether you like it or not, somebody else is going to do it out there. This country was born on founded on a few things: racism, inequality, injustice, and miseducation, and all of those things opened the door for drug use to come in. I'm going to tell y'all one thing that I know for sure. There would never be anybody who would use drugs if life in their sobriety was more fulfilling. There's no reason to get high when your sober life is giving you everything that you need. And it may sound like a cop-out, but think about it. Think about it. I want to thank y'all for coming through, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Please make sure that y'all share the show. Please make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Please make sure that one and the two and everybody that you know and who you knew subscribes to the channel, shares the show, and make sure you hit that notification bell too. So with that being said, Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. We say bye-bye. Bye-bye.